The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Here's Love to the end zone. Diving catch. What a catch it is by score.
And they get the play in the books now. They don't challenge it in time. They go long. They go long. They get the completion near the 1 yard line. Touchdown. Dontavian Wicks.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Stroud. Untouched. It gets to him. That's McKinney, who is a playmaker. They need seven. They're going to lose at least seven. Eric Wilson just keeps posting numbers.
Second and goal from 8 yards out.
Right back to Jacobs. No one there for him this time. Touchdown, Green Bay. His first ever touchdown reception. He had the longest streak ever.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Carlson, the rookie last year. Narveson, the rookie this year. They didn't cut it. I call on the veteran. Just came here on Wednesday. He's got this to win it. Low snap, the kick. It is good.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Any other way? Did you think that the script writers would let this game shake out any other way than it shook out yesterday at Lambeau Field? Packers get the victory over the Texans. I had to remind our guy Chew, who loves him some power rankings, that the Texans were ranked top three team in the league last week, and your Green Bay Packers got it done. Got a win. 24-22 off the foot of their new kicker, Brandon McManus. We will talk about him. We will talk about the kicking saga as the morning goes on. But my goodness, guys. This was one of the games. I know. Good morning, Chew.
What's so funny?
You tried, buddy. You tried to get the microphone as far away from you, and I appreciate that, but we still picked up. You coughing up a lung there.
It was a miserable weekend. I couldn't take any more Advil, Cold, and Silas, and it's that tall Lerp's fault who got me sick right before I left.
Silas.
So.
Paul Silas.
Yes.
It is a tough day, I can tell. We're sinusing our Silas's. Sorry to hear that, Chew. I didn't realize you were having a tough time.
Yeah, hit me like Friday and just, oh. I mean, I'm coughing up wallpaper batter. Not good. But I'm here, you know?
The visual.
Wallpaper batter?
Well, yeah.
Have you ever seen the stuff that you got to put on the wall before you put the wall? Yeah, that's what's coming out of his.
Yeah, Angie decided to leave town.
It's a perfect visual.
Today. She's like, I'm going to a hotel in Dallas to sleep.
Enough of you.
Yeah.
Can't be around you anymore. So did the Packers' victory over the Texans at least bring you some relief? Right. You said headed into this weekend that if they could beat the Texans, this would be a signature win. So they got their signature win. One of your critiques of the Green Bay Packers headed into this weekend's action was that other teams around the league had shown their dominance, had gotten signature wins, but the Green Bay Packers had not yet done so. And again, I will remind you, headed into this game, the Texans were ranked third in the ESPN power rankings. So the Packers get the victory. It wasn't pretty. I'm not going to sit here and say this was a clinic. Take your film of how the Packers played on Sunday and teach your kids how to play football. We're not going to go that far. But they won the game, and that's all that matters. They keep pace with the other top teams in the division, Chew.
Yeah, they got their signature win, like you said. I can tell you this, Halfley outcoached Slowick, their offensive coordinator. He had no answer. Stroud was terrible. It's kind of the way I thought. I thought both teams would look better. And I'm going to tell you, you know, and it's only, what, week 7, week 8. But Minnesota and Detroit are better than Green Bay right now.
Which is fine.
Yeah, but it's right now.
Yeah.
But it's right
now. That's fine. I'm fine with that.
And then I can tell you this, after watching Houston, they're not a Super Bowl caliber team. They're a playoff team, but I don't see them beating the Ravens or beating Kansas City. So it's a good win. There were some caveats. I mean, the Texans were beat up. They were without their top receiver, but still, win's a win. You can next guy up. So this is their signature win, Joshy. Okay? But they got a long ways to go. But they got a long
You knew the butt was coming.
I was waiting for a hell yeah, brother.
Well, he knew what was happening.
Well, don't you agree? Uh-huh. Don't you agree, though? They're not there yet.
No, but that's fine. I think that this was the best defensive performance they put together all season.
Oh, yes. Oh, he outcoached
them. Because even though Nico Collins is spectacular, he's really good. When he got hurt, leading the league in receiving yards. But Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, and Dalton Schultz are good enough. Like, Joe Mixon's a really good running back, and he proved that. Like,
I mean, was very nervous about that, to be perfectly honest with you. Every time I look over, Joe Mixon is chewing up the turf at Lambeau Field, and I'm going, well, this is how they're going to lose.
Yeah, and it's almost how they did lose, because the defense was really good until they weren't in that last six-minute drive that they gave up the field goal until Jordan Love responded. But I think it was the best defensive performance they had, and despite the two interceptions, I thought that game-winning drive for Jordan was huge for him, because the last couple of times he's been put in that situation, he hasn't come through. He hasn't gotten them even in the position to kick a potential game-winning field goal. Throws the interception last year against the 49ers. Had an interception when they're trying to come back in the end zone against the Vikings earlier this year. So I think that that was a nice step for him as he continues to progress. So those two things together, you get a game-winning drive out of Jordan Love and your best defensive performance, that's fantastic. I feel great.
So what I want to do here, Chu, is I want to split the hair. I want to thread the needle here of, you just said that the Vikings and the Lions are better than the Packers, so we'll put a pin in that for a second, and you said that the Texans are not a Super Bowl team. How do you distinguish between a team just having a bad day, you mentioned that they were down some of their key players, and not being a Super Bowl team? Because I guess I could make the argument that the Texans are a good team. Super Bowl, to be determined, but that they just had a bad day. I mean, the part of them having a bad day was, like you guys mentioned, the pressure that Halfley was dialing up. And I know I sent you guys the stats and information packet this morning from ESPN, but C.J. Stroud finished with a career-worst 86 passing yards against the Packers, and you can blame the Packers' relentless pressure for much of his problems. Stroud was under pressure on 13 of 29 dropbacks. That's good for 45%, despite the Packers blitzing on 17% of dropbacks. Stroud finished the game 2 of 8 for 13 yards and 4 sacks when the Packers pressured him. You guys have talked about the pass rush being something that they need to continue to work on, something that has underwhelmed so far this season. But Halfley showed he could dial up pressure from these other spots, Gabe. That must have given you some confidence. That must have given you some joy yesterday to see that a guy like C.J. Stroud, who we have seen in previous weeks this NFL season, really succeed out there, was limited to 86 passing yards.
And even though they only, I guess, technically blitzed, you know, rushing five or more on 17%, like the creativeness that they had of guys, I mean, how many times did we see them with a, you know, six guys up at the line of scrimmage, couple are bailing, they're having trouble figuring out who's coming, McKinney gets a sack on one of those situations, they run a nice stunt where Wilson is able to get through and get a sack. I don't know how sustainable that is long-term. That was a great game plan that Halfley put together. But that's the way the Packers are going to have to get pressure. They can't just go, hey, here are four guys, we're going to get pressure this way. So good on Halfley for recognizing that and being able to come up with some creative, you know, game plans in order to, okay, we're not going to technically blitz, but we're bringing four from different areas that the offense isn't expecting, and that's how we're going to pressure the quarterback. Because right now we can't go, oh, we're just going to drop seven into coverage and rush four. That wasn't getting it done, so you had to do something else.
Stroud was under pressure on 10 or more dropbacks in all seven games this season. He was under pressure on 10-plus dropbacks in 8 games during his rookie year. So, yes, there is this idea that if you can get pressure on him, obviously, like any quarterback in the league, it is going to take them out of their rhythm, take them out of their game a little bit. But to the point that I made earlier, this Texans team had figured out ways to win when C.J. Stroud was being pressured. There was something about what Halfley was doing yesterday, guys, that really gave this offense fits. And I think, again, what's been great is you've seen an evolution. You have seen Jeff Halfley go, we're not going to do the same thing week in and week out. We are going to cater our defense to whom we are facing. And that was obviously evident yesterday. Now, again, the offense of the Green Bay Packers did not have its best day. And I will put the bullseye squarely on Jordan Love. 3 turnovers. I did chat with one of my friends at the ESPN stats and information department who told me that according to True Media, the Packers haven't won a game where they were on the flip side, the wrong side of the turnover margin this badly, right? 3-0. Since 2019, October of 2019, I believe the game was against the Lions. So that goes to show you that typically when the Green Bay Packers have been on this side of the turnover battle, guys, they lose these games. Mm-hmm. That was the stat. That was the last time they won a game where the turnover margin was this lopsided. Chew, were you surprised at the turnovers that the offense... Look, the turnovers have been a storyline. The defense has been getting them. Mm-hmm. The defense has been taking them away. This was a game where, uncharacteristically, the offense gave the ball away too
often. Was it uncharacteristic?
Was it?
Was it? Is it?
Oh, no. Johnny Ray Club.
What the...
Here he comes.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Here he comes. Tut, tut, guys. Tut,
I'm just.
Tut.
Well, no, I'm just saying. You want to say it's uncharacteristic. That's just factually incorrect.
Is Jordan Love been giving the ball away to at this clip, though? Not this clip.
He leads the league in interceptions.
All right, give me the stats.
He missed 2 games.
Yeah, that's not
There's rain clouds.
That's just a fact.
Yeah, that is a fact. You're absolutely right about that.
That's just a fact.
Yep.
No, he's sloppy. He's been a little sloppy this year. I would say he's played good. He certainly hasn't played great, but we're almost halfway through the season. There's plenty of time, but
yeah.
He's got to learn it. Especially down the middle of the field, he's a little reckless with those balls.
Well, the one thing after he's thrown an interception, because he's done it every single game this year, unfortunately, where he's thrown an interception, like it seems that's when he gets hot. Like he threw the pick right away and then completed like, what was it, 10 of his next 11? Like he got hot after he threw the bad interception right away. The good thing about Jordan is he is able to bounce back once he throws that interception.
But you guys didn't watch any? Did you guys watch any of the Minnesota Detroit game?
I was in the air, Chewy. So the answer to that is no.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's and I said they were better. They're a click, maybe half a click better. It's just their skill position players are a click better than Green Bay. I mean, Justin Jefferson's really good. Amon St. Brown is really good. Green Bay does it by numbers.
Yeah.
Where they don't. So, but it's halfway through the season. It's just, I thought watching that game, they're just about a click better. They're playing a click cleaner football.
Yeah, and that gives Green Bay. But the Packers are showing a willingness to improve. Again, Brandon McManus being out there. I mean, how many times over the course of the last year and a half have we said, well, Goody is the one on the record saying you can't be a championship caliber football team without a championship caliber kicker.
Yeah.
And hopefully they've figured that out. Because, I mean, it was granted his only field goal opportunity yesterday, but there was
no doubt. But the standings be damn, Gabe. If he missed that kick,
yeah.
I mean, take the drama out of it, I would have felt the same.
Sure, but
I would have felt the same.
But the standings are important because, like you said, both Minnesota and Detroit, right now you feel that they're both better, and I agree with that, but right now you're only a game behind. If he hooks that or one of those 2 passes Jordan throws ends up getting intercepted on that last drive, and now you're 2 games behind both of those teams, like getting a home playoff game is really important.
It's really important.
It's just really hard, not to say again, because the Packers have done it. It just makes your life easier if you can play some of those playoff games at home versus on the road. And this is where finding a way to eke out this win, even though you didn't play well offensively, is big.
So to the point about the interceptions that we talked about, Jordan Love's completion percentage of 72.7 was his best of the season. So there was some good and there was some bad because those 2 interceptions, they turned into 9 points, a field goal and a touchdown. But I will tell you guys this, the highs of Jordan Love, whew, They're high. They're beautiful. He throws a beautiful ball. Like, there are times,
yeah, that
guys, where
Wicks.
He...
Yeah.
Oh, and that Kraft? To me... What'd you say?
No, the Kraft one the is Kraft the best TD? Throw of the year.
Oh, God. So fast. I saw somebody on Twitter say, he just throws it so hard so that no defensive player can even try to intercept the ball. So there are things. I don't want to sit here and be all doom and gloom about Jordan Love because he had the interceptions. Obviously not ideal. But when you can win a game and not be playing your best, that actually gives me more confidence that this is a team that will continue to progress, that will continue to get better, that will clean up its mistakes. And then, whew, Katie, bar the door. This is going to be a juggernaut of a team. But how do you feel this morning? 800-990-3776. Get us your reaction. Lots of stuff to talk about. We will obviously talk about McManus. We will obviously talk about the defense. Jeff Hafley getting a game ball yesterday from Matt LaFleur, in addition to several of the specialists as well. 800-990-3776. John weighing in saying, Jen said when she would look over, Mixon was tearing it up. What was she looking over from? Was she watching the game? Thanks for the benefit of the doubt this morning. John, I appreciate that. I have three children. I was feeding them lunch. Is that okay? Is it okay if I feed my kids when we have a noon kick and it's lunchtime? Just checking. 800-990-3776. We roll on right after this. Don't try to bring me down this morning.
Don't get
do
a mama and her cubs. Yeah.
I am having a good morning. I am thrilled about the victory. It was a big one, and I am not going to take anyone's crap.
It is a victory Monday. It's brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. I don't know if that's what was for lunch yesterday in the Latta household, but it should be pairing with you in game day as well. Delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocery freezer.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. Yeah. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here he is, way down the field. Look out, he's picked. Picked at the 45 by Kalen Bullock, the rookie from USC, who already has his third interception of his rookie season.
Sure, interceptions, they happen. I do want to preface this conversation about Jordan Love that we are going to have with this. I've got my arms out, which nobody can see because our YouTube stream is down this morning. So I'm sitting
broken.
Here being
We're working on it.
I'm being dramatic, like emphatically dramatic, and I realize that nobody except for Gabe and Josh can see me doing this. And is that intern Will back there?
That is. That's our boy.
So we are efforting the YouTube stream this morning. If you were hoping to watch Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning on YouTube, we are efforting to get that stream back up. Of course, you can listen to us on Wisconsin On Demand or the ESPN app or, of course, on the radio at 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Okay, so I think there is some of Aaron Rodgers was so interception averse that they were not part of his narrative. They were not part of the biography of Aaron Rodgers. And so I think some Packers fans, not all, but some, anytime Jordan Love throws an interception or turns the ball over, they like, oh no, and they over-dramatize the significance of it. I'm not saying interceptions are good, Gabe, but interceptions are a part of this game, particularly when you have a high-level elite passing offense, there are going to be times, to use Frankie Bag of Donuts' line, those guys get paid too, and you're going to face some good defensive backs and some good defensive players who are going to pick you sometimes.
Sure, sometimes. Sometimes, yeah. Eight? Eight's a lot. Eight's a lot.
Yeah, because he's only played. Yeah, he didn't play those two games.
Eight's a lot when you've missed two games. When you're sitting there five games in, you're throwing eight interceptions. You're throwing more than one a game. Like, yeah. Again, interceptions are going to happen. And Jordan Aaron Rodgers is one of the best in NFL, if not the best, in terms of like touchdown to interception ratio, due to avoided turnovers, and was so incredibly good at it. Yeah, so the interception numbers are going to be higher, but like league leading, and it's not even just an Aaron Rodgers thing. Like I saw some Packer fans trying to defend it, like, oh yeah, kind of the same point you were making, but like coaches tell us this. Like the reason why we're so excited the Packers won yesterday, despite turning it over three times, because that doesn't happen. That that's not supposed to happen. It happens so rarely that when you turn the ball over that many times, you're not supposed to win the game.
But like, Chewy,
teams
he also
harp on turnovers.
Yes, but Chewy, he also leads the league in touchdowns at 15, mm-hmm. tied with Baker yeah. Mayfield. That's above Joe Burrow. That's above Josh Allen. That's above Sam Darnold, who you watched take on the Lions the other night. That's above Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, who, again, the Jets ended up losing in dramatic fashion. I don't know if it was dramatic, but it was Charton Farter.
but it's the manner in the interceptions, Jim, because they're really bad ones.
Explain that to picks. Me. Explain that to our loyal listeners. What like is a center, bad interception?
Well, go back to, was it the Rams game where he's in the end zone, he panics, and he throws a pick six? That's a terrible play.
Well, yes. And then the one, now, no one is out here defending yeah. that play.
And then the one yesterday, the center field Mike Pryor fair catch, the quarterback's ball, that's just a bad throw. But the problem is, I don't know how much I would correct him, because then you don't want him going the other way where he's not throwing footballs because he's afraid. So there's a balance to it, but he's had a couple of those where the safety's just back there picking him off.
Well,
aren't good throws. You know what? The one thing, because I was looking at I was back and forth between the Lions game in Minnesota, because it was such a great game in Green Bay. I thought they should have handed the ball off to Josh Jacobs more. I didn't realize he only had 12 carries. Yeah. I thought he was tearing them up pretty good. He's a hard running back, and I don't think this game could have been a lot easier. I think if he had 20 carries.
So
not only from the rushing standpoint, Gabe, but it opens up play action that much more.
There are a couple of these, and maybe we'll break both of them down this week in the All-22 big guy, but it seems mm-hmm. to me that he's drifting a little bit. Like, when you go back and you watch, especially the first two touchdown passes, the one to Kraft, the one to Wicks, where he just gets to the top of the drop and he lets it go. On the interception that you're talking about, where he just kind of lobbed it up and,
yeah.
and, you know, again, if he sets his feet and kind of drives it a little bit more, maybe in leads,
yeah.
you know, leads Watson, maybe that ends up being a completion instead of just kind of lofting it and the safety picks it off. And then he did it again in the game-winning drive where he had some pressure coming in. He just kind of drifted back in the pocket and lobbed it off his back foot. That's what makes me think that maybe some of this is correctable. Like, he's still not even halfway through year two of being a starter. And these are things that, as a young starting quarterback, to me, can be correctable, can be fixable. So you think
he's getting away from his mechanic?
I think so. And that's why I want you to kind of take a closer look, and I think that's something we need to do this week. Again, okay. Check out All-22 when we do it later this week on our ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page, because that was just something that crossed my mind yesterday. But again, I'm not a three-time, you know, Pro Bowler, played almost a decade in the NFL. That's just my untrained eye, so I would be curious if you took a closer look.
So Jordan Love, 24 of 33 yesterday on passing, and of course we talked about the two interceptions. Let's hear from the quarterback on the mistakes he made on the field yesterday.
It's the NFL, you know. It's there's not always going to be wide open guys, you know. It's going to be tight windows. You got to fit the ball in there sometimes, and you know, I'm gonna keep playing. You know, I learn and grow from the mistakes, the interceptions, and just keep playing, keep moving on. But that's not going to ever, you know, limit me. You know, I got to keep going out there and being the best player I can for my team. So I'm gonna always be aggressive, but there's always going to be those tight window throws.
Love it.
Yeah, so do I. And there was a reason why Brett led the NFL in interceptions and had some head-scratching throws. It's because we have the number one defense. Number one defense in the league will cover up a lot of warts. Now, yesterday, Green Bay played like a number one defense, and that's why they were able to win the game. I thought Josh Jacobs, because I thought he had more than 12 rushes, and the defense are the ones that won that game.
Yeah, I mean, Jacobs also had a couple of receptions in there, too. So, you know, you factor that yeah. in. You know, he had the first, you know, his first ever touchdown reception of his career yesterday. Yeah, he had 5 catches, you know. So he ended up with 17 yeah. total touches. So that's why I think some of those rushing numbers can be misleading at times.
Yeah, this is a game they can learn from. They can learn from it defensively that, you know, in order to be successful, he's got to have a kick-ass game plan week in and week out against good teams.
Lots of reaction rolling in this morning, Chew, on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Jared agrees with you. Jared in the 920 says, Josh Jacobs only getting 12 carries, not good, especially with how well he was running. And DJ in the Saw says, this is another week where I have to ask myself, is Jordan Love good? Good QBs don't commit the cardinal sin of quarterbacking, throwing late over the middle over and over again. Just saying.
Well, I mean, he's not good. Come on.
No, he's good.
Watch the Kraft.
He's not great right
DJ,
now.
DJ in the Saw, just go watch the Tucker Kraft throw. And
or
then
just
text
quit
us back.
Altogether, and you then, don't know what you're watching.
And then text back and tell me, yeah, I don't know if he's good. Because there's only a handful of quarterbacks who can make that throw.
Jamie in Orlando saying Peyton Manning threw a lot of interceptions as well. I agree. He needs to clean it up so it does not become the norm. Chef Ed says, remember, three of his interceptions this season were tipped. One off the hands of a receiver, and one receiver fell down. We do remember the one where he slipped on the field. Who was that that slipped, and it kind of went right into the hands of the ensuing
Yeah, was that
defender.
Dobbs fell down, or Wicks fell down? It was either Dobbs or Wicks.
Dobbs, by the way, the leading pass catcher for the Packers yesterday with 8 receptions, 94 yards, an average of 11.8. That from your box score, everybody. Austin weighing in saying, ugly win, but I will take it. Clean up the turnovers, and this team will win a lot of games. And for whatever it's worth, guys, they have won a lot of games. They're 5-2. And Chew, I know you're saying that they're still chasing, obviously, in the division. But the way that Jordan responded to the question about his interceptions, I love that he is not going to change the way he plays. Now, that's not to say not changing his mechanics. Mm-hmm. If there are some footwork issues, Gabe, that you are seeing or that Chew will see or that JT O'Sullivan, who does the quarterback school on YouTube, will see when he breaks down the film, yes, clean that up. But the fact that you cannot play a perfect game, the fact that you can play a game where you give the ball away three times and still come out with a victory over a team that was considered one of the best teams in the AFC, guys, I'm really, really thrilled this morning with how everything went yesterday for the Green Bay Packers, assuming they do learn from it. Because, Chew, that's the other thing, you having played these games. Sometimes when you're rolling along and everything is merry and you don't have these sort of in-your-face errors, it covers up things that will then show up later on down in the season when you can't afford to lose games because you don't have any more time to clean them up. So I actually think that this is good twofold, to get the win, but also be reminded that there are things that later on against other teams could derail you, could mess up your season, could take, you know, get away from what your goals are. And so you can go back to the drawing board and still have that victory hanging over your head.
Well, I think the front seven needed a little confidence, and I think they got it yesterday because they've been getting beat up a little bit with their lack of pass rush and their get-off times and all that. So, you know, you don't want to be playing your best football right now because it's a lot like baseball or golf, Gabe. When you're hot, you feel it, you know, and the breaks go your way and you're just dialed in and it's one. So they're fine right now. But am I putting him as an elite team? Am I moving him up to 3 or 4 in the power rankings? No. No. But they don't need to be right now. There's still so much football left to play.
Interesting. Let's dive into Chew's perception of the Packers right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of stuff still to get to. Our YouTube stream is down this morning. So if you're going to our YouTube page on ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube page and you're not seeing us, that is why. Hopefully you can get us on some of the other channels / outlets this morning. Also, lots of folks telling us it was Bo Melton who slipped in that game. That resulted in the interception for Jordan Love. Enjoy the last moments of summer knowing that your money is growing with Great Midwest Bank. Make a deposit and watch your savings soar. Feel the freedom of financial stability when you enjoy the last rays of summer. From high yield savings to easy online access, Great Midwest Bank makes managing your money simple. Let Great Midwest Bank be your financial oasis in every season. Go to greatmidwestbank.com to see what products they have for you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But she doesn't know. Every now and then, I got the blammer coming up and like, I'll let you use my tractor for two of the blue things. Which I think's a pretty good deal. Right. Which gets me in trouble. Life.
You got a Viagra ring?
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be.
If you you aren't making your wagers at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee's new sports book, you are missing out on an elite experience. It is a complete sports betting paradise. State-of-the-art venue, dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people. They've got that first-class bar. They've got the restaurant. They've got a VIP deck, a broadcast booth, and of course, I don't want to bury the lead here, guys, but they've got a 2,000-square-foot giant, enormous, mammoth video wall. If you're short on time, they also have 20-minute free parking. They've really figured it all out. Pay above the rest, only above, bet above the rest, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotels Sportsbook. Lots of reaction rolling in this morning on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Mike says, let's get off the negative stuff with the interceptions. Mahomes does this every year. He throws horrible picks. It is part of the game. Celebrate Jordan still going and leading his team to victory. Go Pack, go.
Sure. One of those guys gets a little more leeway than the other, though.
Super Bowls will do that.
MVPs, Super Bowls, you know, things of that nature will usually lead to the benefit of the doubt. The 50 touchdown season that he had, that kind of, you know, again, gives you a little bit more leeway than a young quarterback trying to find his way.
So yesterday on the post-game show, I heard Homer ask this. Are you worried about Love throwing too many interceptions this season? Now, the great thing about that question is too many is in the eye of the beholder. You know, is one per game, in your mind, just a part of the modern NFL where teams are passing more than they are running the ball, where a guy like Jordan Love has an incredible arm and is going to take risks out there to put his team in a position to succeed, and sometimes great defensive players are going to make a play. Or your receiver slips and falls down. And the ball ends up in a defender's hand as opposed to the intended pass catcher. Like, are you okay with that? I'm curious because I think it speaks to the psyche of NFL fans. If you are one of these people who got very, very, very used to Aaron Rodgers not throwing interceptions, then you might be pearl clutching when Jordan Love throws a pick. You might. Again, that would be understood. You've been conditioned a certain way as a fan of the green and gold. Or are you one of these people who says, this is a part of the league, the way that it is currently structured. So long as it doesn't lead to a loss, I am okay with my guy going out there and taking some chances on the football field. So we are going to put that, Gabe, on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Are you worried about Love throwing too many interceptions this season? How would you answer that?
Yeah, he's got to clean it up. If they want to get to where they're going, he has to clean it up. Plenty of time to clean it up. And again, I think it could be just some mechanical things where he's drifting a little bit on a couple of those interceptions and a couple of those close ones that he threw in the game-winning drive that ultimately were not intercepted. So I think he can clean it up, but he has to clean it up if they want to go where they want to go. Yeah,
17 interceptions on a season is not acceptable. It was back when I played, which was fine, but now I would say 10 is the max. 10 is the max for him being the highest-paid player in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's no longer playing under, you know, his whatever they sign him to, a 2-year deal or
that extension.
This is the highest paid. Yeah, this is the highest paid player in the league.
I mean, honestly, stop
turning the ball over.
The defense played.
And people, stop saying it's not a big deal. They were lucky to win this game with three, and the only reason they won this game is Jeff Hafley.
I mean, without the turnovers, they win this game easily. If he doesn't throw those interceptions.
Yeah.
It was nine points. They turned it into 9 points.
9 points. And you don't need a game-winning field goal at that point because you put your defense in some pretty precarious situations.
But by the way, again, we cannot ignore what Chewy just said. Jeff Hafley and the defense, if you take away the points that they got off of turnovers, that offense looks inept.
Yeah.
That is a Jetsian offense. Sorry. Not sorry.
You just can't help yourself, can you?
It's Jetsian. It's what it is. It's Jetsy. It's very Jetsy. So, yes, I do think that we need to make sure that while we are criticizing and while we are commenting on the turnovers, we keep recognizing that the defense and the way that Jeff Hafley drew up that scheme yesterday really, really limited their production. Lots of reaction rolling in, guys. 800-990-3776. Ron in the Key saying, I couldn't disagree with you more. I don't like his comments. You don't have to obsess. I think he's talking about Jordan Love's comments. Mm-hmm. You don't have to obsess over the errors, but you need to own them. His decision-making has been questionable all year. That can be true, and we'd still want him over 20-plus QB in the league. What does that mean? We'd still want him over 20-plus QB in the league.
20-plus QBs. So he's still in the upper echelon. You're still taking him over, you know, a bunch of different quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah. Does the run defense concern you guys at all?
Always.
It was a little porous yesterday.
Always. Yesterday? Try for a decade, man.
Yeah, it was porous. So there were some good things, but people, there were some bad things. Not everything was peaches and cream here.
Yeah, you are not wrong about that. And the run defense has been concerning. But the fact that, like you said, the front seven kind of redeemed themselves the way they played against the pass, right? And because they were able to, because the run game didn't lead to what it typically does, big plays in the play action, the Packers were able to get away with the bad run defense yesterday.
But is that a pick your poison thing? Maybe that's a Halfley pick your poison. He says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to focus on C.J. Stroud and this passing attack because we have seen that have success in the previous games that this team has played. And so they said, look, we are going to sacrifice because we're not great at stopping the run. We all see it. We all see it. We all see it, Dr. Rick. So they said, we're going to put pressure on, but we're not going to get pressure with just the four. We're going to bring the blitz, which we talked about earlier in the show. We gave you those numbers for how often they were blitzing in this game. And we are going to keep C.J. Stroud uncomfortable, which he looked uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that was one glaring thing that popped off the screen was, wow, he does not look like he's having fun out there. And I wonder if Jeff Halfley, Josh, he was just like, that's where we're going to go. That's where we're going to put our money. That's where we're going to butter our bread in this game. What do you think?
I think in the modern day, NFL teams are much less concerned with stopping the run to the degree they used to be. The problem was, we saw the thing with Joe Barry where he was clearly not all that interested in stopping the run. The problem was they also couldn't stop
correct.
The pass.
Yes, correct.
So if you are keeping a guy under 100 yards passing,
89. Yes.
I don't care, like, at what number? It would have to be like 300 yards rushing for them to put it in a good game. Like, the Packers gave up some points, but it was because their defense was in impossible positions for most of the game, and they still showed up. Like, if you're going to be that effective with your pass defense, run the ball all you want because it's an advantage for the Green Bay Packers who can score in five plays or less from anywhere on the field.
It was actually 86. I think I said 89 because, you know, hashtag chew.
Thank you.
We can pretend.
But you could tell the reason Stroud played so bad is because they got to him so early. And you could tell he was rattled because even on some of those blitz by 45, he had the underneath receiver.
Can we call him his name at some point? I feel like he's earned it. Chew, I feel like he's earned it.
If he plays like this in more games, then he'll earn it in Chewy's eyes.
How many games does a guy? No, I'm not going to say it. You got to say it. I think he's deserved for you to call him by his name at this point. But you keep calling him 45 because you don't know his name.
Hold on. Is it a Wilson?
Close.
he got you.
Yeah.
He got you. You thought you had him, then he fought his way out of the corner.
Is it a Wilson?
Yeah. No, he's right.
Who do we got?
Hit it.
Chewy was right.
Yeah, but
Chewy was right.
I don't know if you guys heard on Friday, we came up with a new term for an Uber toad.
Ribbit.
When you're one step above a toad, you're a Strouf. Right, Josh? That was the winner in the clubhouse?
Wait, hold on. All in favor?
Yeah, no, that's already been passed.
All opposed?
Yeah.
That was already
motion
passed.
Motion stands, motion passes. Yeah.
I didn't see much while I was in Scotland, Chew, but I did see that clip on the old Twitter feed of Strouf.
Yeah.
Just brashly like, it's not even close. The Packers are better than the Vikings. I did see that. Yeah.
But if you look a lot, you know, later on in the game, third, fourth quarter, he would see Wilson blitzing, and instead of looking downfield at a crossing route, he's just, I mean, yeah, he was rattled from the start. And his offensive coordinator didn't do much to help him out. He got out-coached, like I said earlier in the game. So
lots of reaction rolling in, Chew. And he did get the game ball yesterday in addition to, I believe it was Daniel Whelan and McManus, who obviously hit the game-winning field goal. We will continue to have that conversation as the show rolls on. Okay, Nick says in the 262, are we just forgetting about Brett Favre, who leads all-time interceptions? He went to 2 Super Bowls and won 3 MVPs, and he had the same mentality. I do believe that Matt LaFleur shut that down, didn't he, yesterday?
He did.
Didn't Matt LaFleur kind of go hard to the hole on people who have been making Brett Favre, Jordan Love comparisons?
But also, like, the game's a lot different. It's a lot different now than it was then. Like, field goal kickers used to be really good at 60% too in the NFL. But guess what? Guys making 80% couldn't stick around on this team. You had to get rid of them because it wasn't good enough. Like, the game is different now than it was in the 90s. And, oh, by the way, the times where the Packers won those Super Bowls were when Brett had his lowest interception totals.
Yeah, wasn't turning the ball over. Packers beat a 5-1 team, says Brian in the Shaw. Negative Nancy's were waiting for them to beat a good team. Did we win good enough? Question mark. Was Houston supposed to just let the Packers win? Question mark. Houston has one of the best defenses in the league, and the Packers played well enough to get the win. Ultimately, this is a good thing. Yes, that is the message that I sent earlier in the show. The Texans came in as the number 3 team in the ESPN Power Rankings, which we go over every single Tuesday on this show. For the Packers to get a victory, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. You knew they weren't going to go, although I did see on our ESPN Milwaukee predictions that everyone predicted a W, and some of them were like very, very Pollyanna, rose-colored glasses.
Oh, like the Packers 35 are going to win.
Yeah, Packers are going to win 35-10. Wow, I'll have what you're having.
Was that stroke,
though? I
believe
though? I won. I probably won that pool. If there is a pool there.
There's not.
Because I said 31-29, and it was, what, 24-22, so.
So two-point differential, even though you were.
You're trying to claim way too many. You're trying to claim way too many.
No, that's a win.
As the program's foremost toad here, I refuse to delude myself to not thinking interceptions are a problem.
Yeah.
I won't go there.
That's
when you are in the playoffs and the margins are as thin as humanly possible, that's why I also want to get to Rich Bisaccia. You're on my list. You have to execute near flawless football. We can live with some turnovers. We can live with some interceptions, especially when they're coming when you're being aggressive and you're pushing the ball downfield. But leading the league in interceptions is not something that is going to win you Super Bowls. It's just not good enough. Do I think it's, oh my God, we paid way too much money for a bum quarterback? No, of course not. But you need to play cleaner football if you want to beat the good teams in the NFL.
If you want to beat the good teams 3 games in a row to reach the Super Bowl, you have to be cleaner.
Yeah.
That's just the fact of the matter.
And it's a great win. I'm celebrating a win. You beat a good team. Of course they're going to come out and punch you in the mouth sometimes. That's what good teams do. But it would have been an easier victory if you wouldn't have given them the ball 3 separate times.
I guess on the other side of that, Joshy, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I agree with every single point that you just made. Congratulations, ding yourself. But not.
I mean, there's not any shade, so if you're going to ding yourself.
No dinging of myself.
So don't.
I meant the sounder. I meant the hot team, for goodness sakes, guys.
Yeah,
jeez. However, do you think for one moment Jordan Love is walking into the building today being like, I was fantastic, Vince McMahon, walk? No! He knows he has to be better. But I also don't want him to change this idea of playing with an aggressiveness that, again, Aaron Rodgers was one of the best to ever do it. But it was also because he didn't want to throw interceptions. So he protected them. And there were times where we were like, Rodgers, don't take that sack. Rodgers, throw the ball downfield. There were times where we were like, he's too protective of the football. They are missing opportunities to move the ball downfield. Not a lot, but there were some. I just think that, like, the way Jordan is playing is more normal than Packers fans think it is because of how they've been conditioned after watching Aaron Rodgers for 2 decades.
I agree. I prefer the more aggressive approach. How about just be 5th in the league in interceptions thrown? You know, I
8-5 games is a lot.
Yeah. I
think by the end of the season, Joshy, he will be further down the season.
I don't think
that he will lead the league in interceptions by season's end.
Famous last words there, potentially.
That's
kinda,
that's going to get saved. That's
knocking on all the things.
Is this a real wood table? I'm not sure.
You treat him going in and watching this film today like I was always taught how to coach running backs. You don't tell a running back where to go, okay? Because their vantage point is much different than you on the sideline or you up in the booth. So all you do is when you show film and you have the end zone copy, you just ask them. You're like, did you see this? Did you see how this opened up on the backside? Did you see it? No, I didn't see it. Okay, well, just be cognizant of that. Now, with love, you'll be like, hey, I still want you to throw the ball down the middle of the field, but you got to be a little careful, right? I'm not telling you not to do it, and I'm not telling you to do it. Just be careful with it. You know? And I think, Gabe, it's more of a floating thing because in my responsibility, when I had to convert a route, when it's cover two, you want that thing kind of not on a rope, but more of a rope than a floater.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you just have to have a little bit of touch on it just to kind of get it up over the linebacker.
Yeah.
But you got to fit it in between the safety. Kind of like the touchdown pass to Wicks. Like, that wasn't a dart. Throw. But that was, okay, I've got to get this up over the corner, but it still has to get there before the safety.
Correct. Yeah. Well said.
800-990-3776. Keep getting us your reaction. Yes, our YouTube page is down. If you are trying to stream the show this morning on YouTube, we are efforting to get that fixed as the morning goes on. But lots of reactions still rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Dan says, got in the car, turned you guys on. Another victory Monday where you sound like we lost. And then he says, cough, cough, Gabe.
What did I do? I'm actually the one who hasn't done this. This is this has been everybody else today.
Not me. Not
you've earned yourself a reputation.
I literally opened up the show saying how excited I was that Jordan Love led them to a game-winning drive because that's equity that he hasn't had before. Because in those situations, he hasn't come through. Like, that's when we had Brett Favre or we had Aaron Rodgers, they had to earn that equity. And by the time they got to, you know, year 4 or 5, you get that ball back, you're going, oh, left too much time for this guy. Like, we haven't reached that point with Jordan yet. But this is that first step in getting that equity of left too much time for Jordan because he was able to come through in that situation
on
yesterday.
On the flip side of that, Chew, David weighing in the 414 saying, let's not forget they had four of their defensive starters not in this game. Let's not bring in the parade quite yet.
Exactly. What is this, YMCA football? They want everyone to get a medal here? We're not allowed to dissect the game here? Let's just all gush. That show is 4 clicks down the dial. If you want gush radio and like, ooh, everything is so great and wonderful, it's not how it works. Okay? You correct the mistakes in a football game and you move on. And there were plenty of mistakes in this game to correct. Okay? That's all we're doing. It's not gush radio. We're telling you how they get better as a team and win a Super Bowl. And they're not there right now.
You're listening to WGUSH 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Gabe?
It is Victory Monday. It's brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer.
A standout performance.
Love to the end zone. Watson spins his way for the touchdown.
A player who energized the team.
He goes to the air. It's intercepted. Jair Alexander high stepping for 6.
It's time for the current electric superhero MVP of the game on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He's put it in the air this time. It is
whether it's as small as a switch repair or as big as a whole home rewiring or even a generator to keep your lights on, call the superheroes from Current Electric. Go to callcurrent.com.
I call on the veteran. Just came here on Wednesday. He's got this to win it. Low snap. The kick.
McManus joined the Packers earlier this season. Nope. Week. Joined the Packers earlier this week, guys. And as that game started to move towards its finale, I cannot be the only one who was like, we see where this is going, right? We know exactly how this is going to end. This is going to end with the foot of the new kicker who was just brought in earlier this week. And in fact, that is how it went. So kudos to him for splitting the uprights. Any nerves as he was doing it the second time? The first one was beautiful.
Yeah.
Right through the middle. I got to be honest, the second time I went, And then it went in.
Well, but it was straight, right? Like, it just started left, and it just stayed there. It's not like he actually hooked it that we've seen with so many other kickers. It was funny because we were watching it, me and my buddy Mark Blutstein, shout out to him, who was on the trip with Scotland. We were waiting for our bags, watching on my phone to see if this kick would go in. And he was ready to, like, go. He had to go get to a different spot to grab his golf clubs because oversized luggage was a different part. And I had to yell at him, hey, come back. They iced him. So he had to come back so we could watch to make sure that the kick was good.
Don't ask me why I know this information or it's kept in my head. If you ice the kicker and you let them get the kick off, they make it at an extremely high rate.
The second one.
Yes. So even if they miss, no matter what happens with that first one, their chances of, because you're giving, it's a practice swing. Wouldn't we all like another, our first tee off of the day on the first hole? Wouldn't we love another one?
Has anybody watched College Game Day too? Is anybody watching College Game Day with the kicker contest?
Yeah, that dude
with
was
Pat
terrible.
McAfee?
I'm so glad he missed. I mean, the rule in that situation, Jen, where the guy missed, don't be a douche, because then I'm like, I hope he misses. The guy in Texas, you know, he was kicking for $90,000, and what did he say? Kickers are stupid, or they're all, he just...
First time for
Chewy. Wait, well, I mean...
Yeah, first time.
What do you mean?
This is how it goes every week. Oh, I know what you're getting at.
Chewy, he probably just listens to the show. Where would he get the impression that kickers stink, and kickers are bad, and kickers aren't real football players? Where have I heard that before?
But I'm smart enough to know that I can't make a 45-yard kick to win a game.
Are you?
Maybe.
That's when I'm there. He is.
How many of them? 10 of them. How many are you hitting?
From 45?
Yeah.
Five.
See?
I got confidence. He could do it. He could do it right now.
Never change.
Now, how many am I making in a full stadium?
Six.
One. No.
Goes up one.
One. Yeah.
Lots of stuff to still get to this morning. Joshy has an issue with your special teams coordinator. And guess what, guys? He ain't alone. We'll talk about that when we get back on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.